Really good to be able to come together and be able to speak the word this morning. And as always, it's good to be able to speak the word of God. Amen? Amen. I'd just like to speak about encouragement this morning. And no doubt, I'm sure, after yesterday's big finale, the football, a lot of people would need encouragement. But winners are winners, aren't they? And the losers, they go back and lament and just think about probably what could have been and should have been and how they'll have to come back next year a better side. But it's not all about football, is it? We say that, but a lot of people just seem to make it their religion. And that's all that matters in life to them is football. But as God's people, we know that in the things of God, just putting things in their right place. You know, nothing wrong with sport, nothing wrong with any of those sorts of things. As long as we give God his time, amen, and acknowledge him as Lord and Saviour of our lives. But today, as I said, I'd just like to speak about encouragement, which we all need encouragement, don't we? We even give the dog a pat on the head, and our kids a pat on the head sometimes, all that sort of thing, or a pat on the bottom, give a bit more encouragement. But let's face it, all through life, we many times we struggle, don't we? We come up against many things come against us, and we find it very hard to cope with. It's not always easy to accept things or to see things where they are. We say, why does this happen to me? It's not fair. We say all those sorts of things. And so we struggle, don't we? But and so this morning, that's all I'm... If anyone's struggling, when you need an encouraging word, I always say, well, if you want an encouraging word, well, there's no better place to look than in the Word of God, but particularly in the book of Psalms. And as we see there in the book of Psalms, King David wrote many of the Psalms in the Bible, but he was a man who had struggles. He had some real struggles, real things that are relevant to life today, and he came up against the same sort of things that we all come up against. And he was running away for trouble, hiding, and had King Saul chasing him and that all sort of thing. But this man who wrote these such wonderful psalms, he had struggles in life. But there was one thing about King David, you know, he said to God, you know, create in me a clean heart, O God. And David was always a man to come back to God. You know, he'd put up his argument, so to speak, and say all these things. But he always acknowledged God. And he always said, you know, you are God alone. You are the most high God. And many, many things, many expressions that David used extol the greatness of God. But again, I just encourage you that, no, there's such an endless supply and source and wealth of God's encouragement that is to be found by going to the Psalms and just receiving what God has for us there. And so I said, I encourage you. I've encouraged you before quite a number of times. And so today, I just felt that God laid it upon my heart again to encourage us again today, you know, about, you know, when we need help, when you need a friend, and when you need a helper, you know, you go to the rock, don't we? The old saying, but you go to the butcher, not the block. I think I used that before, but you know, when you've got to go to God, don't we? In the things of life, when we come up against things, when we come up against struggles, and we need help, when you need a friend, you know, we got to go to the rock, and the rock in our lives is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? And so I encourage you with that for this morning. That the word says, you know, it's about putting your trust in God. putting your trust in God. And today I feel many, many people find that hard to come to that place and feel afraid, I feel, you know, about, you know, just asking God. They just don't know where to start, particularly if anyone who hasn't made that commitment. And, you know, they struggle. They go to many different places, seek many different resources, you know, how they're going to get this help. But as people of God, we know the answer is in God, don't we? And, you know, we can reach out to God, we can cry out to God, and he's going to meet our need. But in the Psalms, in Psalm 125, verse 1 there, it says, "They that put their trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." And so there, that verse is just reminding us that who we are to put our trust in, and how strong that we're going to be, and that our faith will abide forever. And another translation puts it, "Those that trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever." Just same sort of words, just put in another way. But the principle, the key part of it is about putting your trust in the Lord, isn't it? Putting your trust in the Lord. And again today, if anyone here this morning that does not know the Lord, Jesus Christ is the Lord and Saviour, today is a good opportunity to say, "Yes, today I want to put my trust in God." So I encourage you with that this morning, and we will make opportunity for that to take place at the end of the service. But as we know, when you put your trust in God, you know, we can be assured of his security, and as we stand in his strength, you know, as that word says, you know, we cannot be moved. You know, we're going to stand strong. We're not going to sway in the wind, sway this way and that way, because our faith, our hope is in trust is in the Lord. And, you know, we're going to stand strong, you know. It says there, you know, about the saints of God. Saints are immovable, and they weren't too strong yesterday in the end. But it's, as I said, it's not about that. You know, saints is God's people. You know, the word here is telling us how strong, how safe, how secure that we will be when we stand in the Lord, when we stand strong in the Lord. And again, you know, God brings us to that place in our walk, you know, that where that his hand of protection is upon us, and his power and authority is with us. And so, you know, God puts us in that place, brings us to that place where, you know, he doesn't want us to slip and fall and to fade away. But so this is a part of God's promise to you that, you know, as I said, he will not permit the godly to slip. God hasn't brought you this far for you to fall over. God is always with us. Amen. And again, there that, that's what I said, you know, God just doesn't call us into his glorious light and into his kingdom and bring salvation upon us just to give us a hard life. God wants us to give us a good life, amen? He wants us to take the easy road, the path that he has laid out for us to follow, for that path to walk. And because, what's the word say? He said, "I'll lay out paths for you. You know, I'll make the way. I'll level out the hills, the mountains, and I'll make your pathways easy to follow." And that's so true. And as we grow in God, you know, as our faith becomes stronger, as we get to that place, it's like little children. We hold them by the hand, so when they're learning to walk, so they'll walk good, don't we? And lead them along. And so God does that with us. as we grow in Him, you know, you may be a new Christian, a baby Christian. God wants to lead you by the hand and lead you along to show you His way, to walk with you step by step the whole way, always being there with you. He'll walk alongside you. He'll be your strength, your shield, and to walk with you. And as we do that, as I said, God doesn't want us to slip. He wants us to have that easy path and walk there, not so that we won't hurt ourselves in that sense. But part of all that, scripture in Psalm 55:22, it speaks there about casting your care upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will be your strength. He will never let the righteous fall, it says there. That's just another positive assurance that when you cry out to God, He will hear your cry. He will hear your cry. And so again, encourage you again today that those who trust in the Lord, they will not be shaken. Amen? You won't be shaken. We will stand firm and in the things of God, because, as I said, that's our security, isn't it? And so as we do stand strong, as we do stand firm, you know, we have that confidence in God, don't we? Scripture in Hebrews 13 verse 6, so that we may, it says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear. I will not fear. Why will I not fear? Because God is with me. Because I trust in God. Amen. We do that. And so we can say with confidence, can't we, that the Lord is my helper, so I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. Scripture says, what can mere mortals do to me? What can man do to me? Because we are, you have the strength of God, and we don't fear. We don't have that fear. We have a reverent fear for God. But in the things, in our physical things, we often become fearful. We often become frightened, and we waver. But here, Scripture's telling us, you know, the Lord is your helper, and you know you can stand strong, and that He will be with you. But we have a divine helper. God is our strength. God is our help. So you know, we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to have that fearlessness about us, do we? And so we have that confidence in God, because that's what He's promised. God has promised to do all these things. He will be all these things to us, and He will. And just like to share a scripture from Book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 speaks here about the Saviour of Israel. But now, O Israel, the Lord who created you says, do not be afraid. They're God's words. Do not be afraid. He says, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. And that's very special, that God's called each one of us by name. God knows your name. You may not believe that today, but I'm encouraged. I'm telling you. This is what the Word of God says. He says, I know your name. I've called you by name, and He's just waiting for you to come to Him. I've called you by name. He says, you are mine. You don't belong to anyone else. You belong to God. It's just worth making that decision and coming to Him and being a part of His kingdom. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, what, I will be with you. That's the promise of God. That's powerful words. Powerful promise that God says, you know, when you go through deep waters, when you and great trouble, I will be with you. I will be with you. When you walk through the fire of oppression, a lot of things come up against us, don't they? When you suffer that sort of thing, it says, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. It says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. And so there, just the powerful words, the powerful promises of God, that he's going to be with you in every situation, that he won't leave you nor forsake you. He won't leave you desolate. He's going to walk with you every step of the way. When you walk through the waters, that's what God's promise to the Israelites then. It's God's promise to us today. When we, you know, when we see, when we're walking through fire, and you know, God's going to be with us. We've seen that literally fulfilled in the experience of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That they stood in that flaming furnace as hot as Hades, you might say. God was with them, and he preserved them and protected them, the fires. So those promises then, they were precious, and God honoured that promise, you know, that his people, that they wouldn't be consumed, because they defied the kings, they defied all the authority and said, no, I'm going to stand for you, Lord. I'm going to stand for you, God, and I'm going to be obedient to you. I'm going to do what you say, go where you want me to do, and I'm going to walk in that fire, and you're going to, I won't be consumed, I won't be burnt. And so they honoured the Lord, and the Lord was faithful to them. And so we see, you know, again, the power in the promises of God, the power in the promise of God. If we are prepared to stand, if we are prepared just to abide and take the time and just to seek the Lord, that God will honour what he says. Amen? Amen. And there again, and even today to us, a more relevant scripture, it says, where two or three are gathered, there will I be in your midst. And that's another powerful promise, you know, that God is always there, that God will be with us there. And so he promises that as we come together, as we gather together, even in the ones, God is with us. God is in the midst of us, and we experience his divine presence because of his promise to us. You know, God wants to connect to us, doesn't he? He wants to connect to us in a way where we will know, where we will have that full assurance that he is there. Amen? A lot of people struggle today, don't they, just experiencing God's presence. Just knowing that God is there, and just because they just don't take that time to stop and say, well, you know, I might have done something wrong and I'm blaming everyone else. But when you stop and think, you know, it's me, isn't it? And so we just have to see there that, you know, it comes back to you and I, Lord. And again, there, so we have that assurance that he is there. Again, I'd like to share another Psalm 121. Back here somewhere. Psalm 121. These Psalms from 125 to about 126. These are the ascension psalms, so to speak. These were the victorious psalms where the Israelites, as they were returning to Jerusalem, you know, they sang these songs as a song of praise, as a song of thanks. And here in Psalm 121, thank you. What's it say here? I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and what? He answered my prayer. As I said, we all have struggles in life. We all go through many things. But if we are prepared to take our trials, our troubles, our tribulations to the Lord, if we cry out, the Lord will hear your cry. And as it says here, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. And so again, they're just the wonderful thing there. But just move on a bit. But as we look there, you know, we just need to see, you know, who are we looking for? Who are we looking for? Who are we seeking for help? You know, and we just need to look there and see. But in Psalm 125 also there, just another wonderful scripture there about those who trust in the Lord. As I read this scripture out, but I just read it again to again remind us and to show us that those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but they will endure forever. See, we just have that assurance, don't we, about trusting in the Lord. And as we do that, we have that hope and confidence in coming to the Lord in that way. There's another scripture I wanted to share, and it's just sort of jumped me at the moment. All right, Psalm 121 it was, yeah. And, you know, a great scripture here in Psalm 121. It says here, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from here? No, it doesn't, does it? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. This is David speaking there again, just describing the greatness of God. He said, he will not let you stumble and fall. The one who watches over you will not sleep. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never tires and never sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from evil and preserves your life. The Lord watches over you as you come and go, but both now and when forever. So again, that's God's powerful promises there. But did anyone pick up a key word in that passage of scripture? Anyone see the key word there? The Lord keeps what? Watch over you. That was a key word. It's mentioned five times in that passage of scripture how the Lord watches over us, how he is looking out for us. God is concerned about that, whether you think about it or not. God cares for us, you know. And as I said, the scripture says, you know, I look up in the hills where my help comes from. You know, who are we looking for? As we look up into the sky, you know, often you look out and you're always looking for a bit of a hill. There's nothing worse than driving through a flat part. There's a lot of flat parts of Victoria, and they seem very boring. You're sort of looking around for a hill. But, you know, you don't have to drive very far before suddenly there's a little rise in the land and a bit of undulation or a little background of a mountain drops, you know, and you start looking in those places, in that direction for a different bit of a scenery or something to come up. But here the scripture is encouraging us, you know, not just to look at the hills, but to see who created the hills. See who created the hills. And so we just need to be doing that. And as I said, you know, God is watching, and it mentions that five times there. And there, but it gives again that the assurance of an unsleeping God. God never sleeps nor slumbers. We need a lot of it, don't we? We need a lot of it. And you know, and as I said, you know, that God is concerned about us. God is concerned about our comings, our goings, what we do, where we go, and what we're doing. God is interested in us. And as I said earlier on, God is the one who will not let your foot slip, even in the midst of your struggles. So, again, I'm encouraging. Our minds have to be on the things of Christ, don't they? Because we can wander away and get caught up in many, many things and just be shaken. But the Word says, we need to have ourselves fully established in the things of God. You know, they shall be like Mount Zion. We need to be like Mount Zion. We shall be like Mount Zion. You know, we're going to stand strong and we're not going to be defeated. But today, you know, again, encourage you with all that. But to have that mountain-like faith, have an immovable faith, like a Mount Zion faith, you know, so that we're not going to be shaken. The enemy, we can't be removed by the prince of power there, or Satan, nor by his subtle ways and by his strengths and all that sort of thing. He can't take away your integrity. He can't take away your confidence. Because why? Because God is your strength, and our eyes are fixed on him. You know, we're not going to be shaken in that way. But we need to have this... Defense, we need to put up this arm, just a hedge around us, just as God has a hedge of protection around us. He gives us that hedge around us. And the enemy, as I said just there, that the enemy can only enter in if we allow him. If we just open the door a little bit, the enemy will come in and try to wreck our lives. But as we stand strong, though, that as we trust in God, that's the thing this morning I'm trying to say to us all, you know, about having that strength to stand, to be able to endure, to walk in the ways of God always, and look to him as your strength, your shield, your fortress, and the one that you're going to trust. But, God made a covenant with his people, and he will never stop caring for us. And as Scripture says, mountains may moulder and fall and crumble, and rocks may be removed out of their places, but the steadfast love of the Lord never changes. Amen? God's love never changes. We're up today and down tomorrow, aren't we? We like someone today, we don't like them tomorrow, all that sort of thing. But God's love gives us that assurance that his love never changes. And so we'd just like to encourage you with that today. And just in closing, again, just to remind you, when our trust in the Lord endures, we are as secure as the Word of God says. We are secure as Mount Zion. Why? Because of God's faithfulness, and God is forever faithful. And as we stand, as we receive the promises and the stability and the security, and as God's people, we do that, you know, we will receive the full accomplishment of an everlasting state, you know. We're going to reap our reward in eternity. Amen? That's our reward. When we stand strong, when we endure, when we look to God, and at the end of the day, when our earthly life is finished and we go to spend eternity with God, you know, our promise is there, our hope is there, our confidence is there. And in Revelation 3:12 it says, in heaven they shall stand forever, and there God himself with his glory and favour will be round them forever. God will encompass us. God will encircle us with his everlasting presence. Amen? So again, just encourage you this morning, just in your daily walk, in your daily struggle, when times get tough, If you don't have a faith or a belief today, this morning, I encourage you, to really have a serious think about it. Really, let God's conviction come upon you. You know, Scripture says, don't harden your hearts. Today, I encourage you to open up your heart and let the King of Glory in. Let the King of Glory in. And let God fill your life. Let God be the one who will carry the load for you. Let God be the one who will help you lighten the load, who will share your struggles, who will share your experience, who will walk with you every step of the way. Amen. Now let us close. Let us stand this morning. The musicians come forward, and we prepare to sing a song. This morning, as I said, if you want to put your hope and trust in God today, just make your way forward. If you need prayer for any reason, just come forward this morning, and we'll gladly just stand alongside you as God has promised. We'll stand there with you, and we'll help you lighten that burden, help you lighten that load, lighten that thing or whatever is upon you. That today is a good time to just hand that over to God, to give your life over to God in Jesus' name. Amen.